Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining this ceremony for Imbolc. We'll be using a virtual altar for this ceremony. It's the image that you see on your screen. That image shows some candles and a cloth and an object called a kris brija, which I'll explain during the ceremony. Let's get to it. Welcome, one and all, to this ceremony for Imbolc 2026. We're now at the midpoint between the winter solstice and the spring equinox, and the very first subtle hints that spring is on its way. More daylight, the rising angle of the sun, and maybe, depending on where you live in the northern hemisphere, warming temperatures. In a few moments, we'll step into a ceremonial space together. But first, let's have a little background. This Celtic holiday is dedicated to the goddess Brigit, or pronounced Brija. Her name literally means power or exalted. So when we speak of her, we know that we're dealing with a very important, very powerful figure. Most commonly, you'll see her described as the Celtic goddess of healing, poetry, and smithcraft. She's also described sometimes as the goddess of dawn light and of springtime. What underlines all of these is the element fire. As an animistic force of nature, she can be seen as the essence of fire itself, the fire inside the dawn light, the fire inside new warmth of springtime, the fire inside healing and inspiration, and the transformation from one state into another state. This is one of my favorite phrases that can be used kind of like a mantra or a prayer. Brigit breathes new life into the mouth of dead winter. Brigit breathes new life into the mouth of dead winter. Brigit breathes new life into the mouth of dead winter. There is a well-known and I think very lovely personal ceremony that you can do at Imbolc. On the night before Imbolc, hang a white cloth outside where it won't be disturbed. The tradition is that the goddess Brigit passes by during the night and blesses the white cloth. She infuses blessing into the cloth itself. And then you can use that cloth for binding wounds, or you can use it for any other spiritual purpose that seems right. We like to celebrate Imbolc on February 1st, but really it's good to think of this as a time period of several days in length. The actual astronomical midpoint this year is February 3rd. So if you're listening to this on the 1st or the 2nd, you still have time to hang that white cloth outside overnight. One of the most striking personal rituals that you can do with this time and with Brija, and it's not really that well known, it seems, is the ceremony called the Kris Brija, or Brigit's girdle. In this case, girdle means something that encircles and holds power. Brigit's girdle is a largish circle or hoop that's woven from straw or wool, sometimes with crosses woven into it, as you can see in the image on our virtual altar. This girdle is big enough that someone can step through it if it's held upright and vertical. In this way, Brigit's girdle is a threshold between illness and health, or a portal between one state, the old way of being, and the next state that is coming, the next shape of life that is going to be better. The ceremony with Brigit's girdle is simple, but very beautiful, I think. Two people might hold the girdle, one on each side. They hold it upright so that it becomes a portal or a doorway or a passageway. Then the people doing the ceremony can pass through this hoop. They can step through it, which is a way of symbolically stepping away from the old and stepping into the new life, the new health, new inspiration or vigor. There are some prayers that can go along with this. One prayer, as people step through the girdle, is, Bridget's girdle is my girdle, the girdle of the four hungers. So what are these four hungers? They can also be called the four ailments or the four depletions, which is a word I really like. The first one is the hunger of the body. In ancient agricultural societies, this time of year is very dangerous because the stores of food are growing lower and the first harvest is still a long way off. One reason Bridget is so deeply associated with cows and dairy is that these are a main source of food at midwinter and at late winter. The second hunger is called the hunger of the bones. This refers to pains in the body, especially chronic pain like rheumatism or arthritis. And of course, these kinds of conditions can be rampant in the damp Irish and Scottish climates. Again, as the energy of deep warmth, Bridget comes to bring relief from physical pain. The third hunger is called the hunger of the hearth, which has to do with abundance or poverty. A hungry hearth is one where the hearth fire had gone out. The central fire inside the house that you cook on and that heats the house has gone out, or it's dimmed or it's depleted. This symbolizes a house that has lost its protection or its familial warmth or its abundance. So Bridget is deeply associated with protection of the home and the hearth and the family. And she's also a figure of abundance because she's associated with the dawn light, which brings new abundance as it rises every day. And she's a figure of the East on the medicine wheel and associated with springtime, which is another image of new abundance. The fourth hunger is called the hunger of the soul, and this is associated more with emotional upset, grief, and depression, anxiety, disappointment, anger, intense mental states. Bridget is the patron deity or the patron saint of poets and artists. And in this way, she delivers inspiration. Sometimes this is called the fire in the head. She delivers inspiration. And that helps us stay free of the lower energies like despair, lower mental energies like depression, anxiety, and that they can be replaced by the higher ones, by the fire in the head, higher energies like wonder, awe, love, and gratitude. So with this bit of background, let us step now into a sacred space, a ceremonial space, and ask Bridget, this lovely, welcoming, nourishing, protecting, inspiring force of nature, of dawn light, springtime, of warmth and transforming heat. Let's invite her into our house, into our physical house, and into the house of our body, and the house of our spirit. As we move into this, take a moment to open your sacred imagination. You might take some good, clearing, deep breaths down into the belly and ask your sacred imagination to open your otherworldly journey eyes to open up. And imagine Bridget's girdle, like the one that is in the image in our virtual altar. Imagine it being held up so that when you are ready, you can step through it like a portal, stepping from one life into the next life, from this shape into the shape that is ready and eager to come forward in your life. And then come around and step through again, and then come around and step through a third time. So you want to step through this portal three times. Let's take a few moments now to make prayers for yourself and for your house, prayers for the four hungers, prayers for good food to be in your house, or prayers for help from Bridget to help you change into a healthier diet, prayers for healing of the body or soothing of pains and ailments in your body, prayers for nourishing or creating a loving and supportive family and community, and prayers for bringing beauty, inspiration, and purpose into your life that connects your thoughts and actions to the spirit of life and to the web of interdependent being. Let's take a moment and just make some prayers for yourself of any of those hungers that might be present and any other prayers that you want to make for yourself to bring into this ceremony with Bridget. We begin this ceremony, Kris Brija, with a prayer. On Bridget's day, the light is growing. On Bridget's day, the warmth is rising. On Bridget's day, the light is growing. On Bridget's day, the warmth is rising. On Bridget's day, the birds will be building nests. On Bridget's day, the sheep will be birthing the lambs. On Bridget's day, the new fire will warm the emerging earth. On Bridget's day, the new fire will warm the emerging earth. Bridget will breathe new life into the mouth of dead winter. On Bridget's day, new life is opening. New life is opening. New life is opening. I'm going to sing a healing song to ask Brija in. The song is in Scots Gaelic. Brija, Brija. Brija, my hair, glanso, 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 duron, glanso, duron, glanso, dryun. Glan so duach, glan so geiltach. Hoshin, hoshin, hoshin luchach. Hoshin kia. Hoshin leia, hoshin lashin, hoshin java, Brija mahe, dana dana. Now, with the support of the drum and of your sacred imagination, step through the Kris Brija, come around, go through again, and once more, with whatever prayers you've made in your heart and mind, you may imagine this girdle as a circle of flame, as a circle of healing power, as a circle of spiritual light. And as you step through carrying your prayers, Bridget's power that you have called on flows into you, penetrates into every nook and cranny of your being, into the muscles and bones, into the synapses and the neurons and the cells, illuminating, warming, transforming, healing, and birthing your entire being and your new shape. We s'more this new fire as Bridget herself s'mores and protects this new warmth. May your belly be warm and full. May your heart be warm and loving. May your mind and imagination be warm and radiant. And may your spirit be warm and luminous as new light fills the earth and new fire pours new life into the mouth of dead winter. Sha. Our ceremony is complete.